back to our mini HD media player. Any questions, Shelley? You mentioned.
Oh yeah.
C128D had one.
Who? Oh yes.
You're the one who told me. What?
C128D says if that device could play PowerPoint presentations, I could sell a lot of them to churches for their lobby announcements display.
PowerPoint.
Right.
Okay. That's a whole different can of worms. Mm-hmm. Because PowerPoint are not images. They're not videos.
Right.
They're PPT. Basic,
they're extensions. Like slideshows. Yeah, PPT.
Yeah.
But you can export each frame to an image, can't you?
Yeah.
On PowerPoint? Boom.
No transitions,
okay.
Though.
I don't care what you're using. If you're using PowerPoint, LibreOffice. Hey. We've got transitions built into the machine. Remember?
Right. Yeah, that's right.
I've got transitions.
The transitions are built into the player. So we don't have to worry about the fact that images do not carry the transitions.
There you go.
Let's see how this goes. Okay, Jeff said it. We can convert to ping or JPEG or images of some sort. I don't care if you're using PowerPoint. I don't care if you're using LibreOffice, OpenOffice, whatever. I'm going to show you on LibreOffice Impress how to convert your PowerPoint file to images. And then we're going to try this.
Okay.
Image Impress is part of LibreOffice. It's absolutely free. It comes with Linux. It's included on Debian 9. And if you're on Windows, Mac, Linux, whatever, you can install it. It's absolutely free. Go to LibreOffice.org and I'll put the link below for you. So let's get on to, I'm just going to bring up Google and do a search for PowerPoint sample. And I find one here that is samplevideos.com, and looks like they've got a couple of examples here. I'm going to grab one here and open it with LibreOffice Impress. Why am I doing it with Impress? Because, again, I don't care what you're using to create your PowerPoints. LibreOffice, and we talked about this on episode number 510 when we were talking about differences in desktop environments. LibreOffice will open anything, whether it's from Microsoft Office or a free Office suite. So it will work for everyone. So, and it's absolutely free. So let's just do that. So I'm going to open this PPT file. Notice it is a PPT file. Microsoft PowerPoint presentation PPT. And I'm going to open it with free LibreOffice Impress. Let's see what happens. There it is. So their demo, if I hit F5, is how to use PowerPoint. Let's scroll through. There you go. So that's what it looks like. First thing I notice, I've got a 16:9 TV. The presentation is in 4:3. See the black bars on the left and right?
Yes.
First thing I want to do is correct that. Now, you could export to images, as you say.
Yes.
And then you could take them into GIMP and go through rescaling them and everything. But that's a boatload of work. Let's make it really, really easy for you. So do it from the get-go. So click on the first slide if you like. Click on slide. And you notice, okay, everything is grayed out. That means that this is a read-only document. So this document is open in read-only mode. There you go. So click Edit Document. Then go Slide. Slide Properties. First screen you see is paper format. Why Microsoft and LibreOffice still consider it paper when it's a presentation? Like, how many of you have printed a PowerPoint presentation?
I did a few weeks ago.
Did you?
Oh. Yeah. It was my sermon notes.
Did you like go like this for the transitions?
No, it was my sermon notes. Yeah. I had a PowerPoint presentation because I was speaking for Father's Day at church.
Nice.
And printed it off, and so I just had it all right there.
There you go.
Yeah,
perfect.
I think Pastor Jay does it too.
Wonderful. So you actually had a reason to print. I didn't. I couldn't think of one. You just gave me one. Fantastic.
The only one.
Well, I was preaching. Well, then. Okay.
My sermon notes.
Yes. All right. Format.
Don't you have
Look,
those?
All kinds of paper, right? Then screen, 16:9.
Ah, there we go.
Click it. Click it. Hit OK. Ba-doom.
Oh,
nice.
Okay. Hit F5. Now we're filling the space. Now we're the boss of it. There we go. As long as we're not cutting anything off, we are happy. We can reposition things as we need to.
Oh, fancy fence.
Ooh, look at those fancy transitions. That we're not going to see, but that's okay. So let's go back to LibreOffice Impress, just like this. We've converted it to 16:9. Now, super, super simple. File. Export. And let's throw it on my desktop. I'm going to create a folder called Test. And in that folder, I'm going to change my format to HTML document Impress. And then hit save. Now, and the reason we're doing HTML document is we're tricking it into saying, hey, we're going to turn this into a web page. Mm-hmm. So take all those slides and make them into web pages for me, which is going to use images. So new design. Apparently, the last one was my kids playing on my computer when they created fart. That's literally how it goes, folks.
This can't be any worse than Luke's dump.
Yes. Okay, so just hit next a bunch of times. Everything default is fine, except when we get here. I want to save it as ping is probably the best format. High quality. Give me the big ones. Mm-hmm. And everything else looks good. Next. No, I don't care. Next. Yeah, looks good. Create. Give it a name. Test. Okay. There we go. So now, if I close out of this, I don't need to save that. Minimize that. Now I've got a folder here called test, and look at this. I've got HTML files, I've got ping files, I've got thumbnail files. So let's view this. Yeah, let's view this as a list. Let's sort by type, and let's grab all of our IMG number files. We don't want the thumbs, we just want the IMG files, and create a new folder. We're going to call this photos, and then paste them, and now I've got only the ones that are IMG 0, 1, 2, 3. And if I click on them, what do they look like?
That was so simple.
Our slides. Wasn't that easy?
How did I not know about this feature before?
You know now. Welcome to Category 5 Technology TV. This is how it goes. You enter the show, you go, what? Yes. How did I not know that before?
What is happening right now?
And you leave the show knowing something that you didn't know. That's our hope.
If you don't know, now you know.
That's exactly right, Shell. That's why you're here, to break it all down for us. I'm going to throw this on my flash drive. Just stick that into my laptop here. Right, I think there's a USB port over there somewhere. There we go. Okay. And copy all those over. That's fine. I'm going to copy that. And then on my flash drive, if I can push the right buttons, I'm going to create a new folder called PPT. In the PPT folder, I'm going to throw all those things. So keep in mind, this is for the church lobby. This is for the business who has a PowerPoint slideshow created, but they don't have a way to play it on the TV at this point. So they get one of these devices, and lo and behold, it's going to be amazing. So those are all on that flash drive under PPT. I'm going to eject, and then I'm going to physically eject, and then simply plug in my USB flash drive to the micro HDMI player. Mm-hmm. And it's going to start playing videos instantly.
Right, because we have the autoplay.
Because I've got the autoplay turned on. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to hit back. And then I'm going to press files. I'm going to browse to that PPT folder that I created. Let's see if we can find her here. PPT. There it was. Okay, ready for it, folks? Image zero. Let her rip.
Look at that.
Oh, but it is centered instead of full.
Oh, maybe that's an option.
Oh, you know what? Can I just try an experiment?
Yeah.
Remember how I changed it to 1080p?
Yes.
Maybe we need to have it. Maybe this is only outputting 720p files. So it's just a theory. I just want to test it. Let's go back to video. Was it video output mode? And then down to HDMI 720p 60 hertz. I just want to test that theory, folks. Files. Let's get back there. Scroll.
What if you could press up if it would go to the bottom of the list?
I bet you could. That would have been smart, eh, Robbie? It's right at the bottom. Is that going to give me... It does.
It's a little bit bigger.
It does make a difference. So,
it does. Yeah.
What that tells me is that it's... Oh, and I love the transitions are there. So what that tells me is that it does not necessarily rescale the images. Mm-hmm. Okay? So you would want to create these, perhaps, at the right resolution. But I want to try one more thing. There's a zoom button on my remote. And there we go. There we go. Okay, so I can actually zoom in on the screen. So that's the default. That's zoomed in, and it fits perfectly.
Perfect.
Okay, so I'm just going to let that play so you can see the transitions. If I've done it right...
Maybe when you zoom, you have to hit play again. Oh, it's paused.
Oh, maybe if you zoom, it does not. It pauses it. Okay.
Interesting.
See, this is why I love live unboxings.
It's fun. And we learn this stuff together. So I think what you would have to do is now change the size of those files to fit the 720p crop. So
that's
how
if
would
you
we,
care about having the little black
but you
box.
Probably do. You absolutely do. And
oh,
because
you want
we're
full screen.
Oh, and because we're on Linux, we can do this. Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to plug this back into my laptop. Watch this, folks.
Here comes the magic.
Yeah. The magic. Don't kill the magic. Seriously, don't kill it. All right. Okay. I wanted to actually see if Mogrify is installed. Mogrifty? No. Mogrify. Yes, it's installed. If you don't have Mogrify, it'll say not installed, and you can install it. Perfect. It's part of Image Magic. Okay, so I'm going to go to Media, and then there must be a folder there. Robbie, 128 gigabyte, PPT. Now, watch this. This is destructive. I'm going to warn you. So make sure you have a backup of these files if they're critical. Do not run this on a folder unless it's redundant, because I'm about to change the size of all these images in one fell swoop. Mogrify dash, I believe it was, now, I haven't done this in so long. I'm going to try it. Dash dash resize, and we're going to do 1280 by 720 star.ping. Whew. And open one. And check on the right-hand side, it's 1024 by 576. So it's still the old file format. So what did I do? Mogrify, unable to open image. Oh, it's looking for the image first. Maybe it's just a dash resize. Let's try it.
They're all blinking.
They're blinking like they're regenerating, for sure. There we go. It was dash resize, not dash dash resize. Okay? So okay. I know I'm doing 720. P, so that's 1280 by 720. 1080p is 1920 by 1080.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Mogrify now rescaled all these. It upscaled. That's what it looks like on my computer. Now, eject that drive.
Here I thought we were doing just one feature. We're covering like three different things.
Well, you know,
it's amazing.
Sometimes yeah. things come up and it's like, you know what? This would be really neat.
I know, but I love how it works out. It's like, hey, we're going to do this, and we're going to teach you this, and then this.
Okay. Thanks, Jeff. I've mogrified it. There. Plug it in. I'm going to have to stop the video again, because it's going to autoplay. Right, Shell?
Yep.
All right. And back.
Oh, you killed nature again.
Not, not yet. There we go.
No, no, it's dead.
That's my favorite. It's one of my episodes called Green Frogs on Mayor's Marsh.
Yep.
And beautiful stuff. If you're into nature sounds, really relaxing. Really, really nice.
Okay.
Okay.
See if you can go up.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, up, up. There we go.
Oh, look at that.
Nice. Okay. Look, I got the bloopers, folks. You don't get to see the things that I have. Oh, it would have been quicker just to go down.
Yeah, it would have.
All right, PPT.
But at least you know it goes up.
Yeah. Oh, I've got these crazy tildes, the backups. Neat. Okay, ready? Image zero. Perfect fit.
Oh, man.
And it's playing. Whew. So I think we're going to get our transitions this time.
Yeah.
Look at that, folks.
Wow.
Beaut.
That's pro right there.
So tonight we've learned about this device. We've learned how to convert a PowerPoint slideshow into images. And then we've learned how to use Mogrify in order to modify the scale of these images.
Neat.
So that they're going to perfectly fit the 720p or 1080p canvas so that they display perfectly. And the transitions are provided for you. So there you go, C128D.
And I was going to say, we made C128D happy.
Yep.
I hope that it makes all of your church customers happy as well, because mm-hmm. here is probably the lightest weight, easier, yeah. way easier to install. I love Raspberry Pi, okay? Don't get me wrong, but that is so easy to install. And if anything ever happens to it, it's dirt cheap to replace. It's mm-hmm. There's no moving parts, no fans. Shelley, this has been plugged in this whole episode. I'm just going to unplug everything from it, mm-hmm. and I want you to tell me how hot that is.
Very little.
Any heat coming off that at all?
Not cooking an egg.
Tip. Raspberry Pi does generate some heat.
Oh.
It feels like it hasn't been on, truthfully.
Yeah. Yeah.
It just feels like and it's got a nice aluminum kind of body here, yeah. plastic around here. That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And that's great for people. Like, I mean, you're talking about the Raspberry Pi is great, but if somebody doesn't know how to deal with the coding side of Raspberry sure. Pi, it can be daunting.
It's an awesome, yeah. it's a computer.
Yeah.
This is just, it's a player.
Yeah.
You want to play videos, you want to play slideshows, there you go. Mm-hmm. Done.